Chapter 1. Birth and Childhood. The life of Jesus Christ has been a topic of more books than anyone could count, let alone read. What I propose to do in this book is to give you real and researched facts according to the latest finds of scholars, as well as information from the other side by my guide, Francine. In many cases they agree, and in some cases they disagree. But the information will be put forth objectively so that the reader can come to his or her own conclusions. Much of the information from Francine is more than 30 years old and has been kept in safekeeping until the time was right for its release. Let me preface the following information right now so that there is no confusion. By no means is any information given in this book meant to ever discredit the divinity of our Lord. I have always and still do believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, and none of the information put forth in this book, in my opinion, threatens that. I just think it's timely to not only show the true story of Christ and his mission, but also how he lived and died, as well as the true message he wanted to bring. In the telling of Christ's life, we will not just touch upon the 3 years of his life that most people know about, but we will also address the lost years of Jesus, as well as other years that no one knows about. The reader, as I always say, is welcome to take with him what he wants and leave the rest. But keep an open mind as to what I am about to relate about our Lord. I do feel in my heart that many of the facts and research will back up the knowledge that I will be giving, and then, from your heart and soul, you can make your own deductions. Let's start at the beginning. Christ was not born in a manger. It's true that when he was born, the Romans were taking a census, and villages and cities were crowded with those who had to register per the law. But even with the overcrowding, there were still rooms to be had at inns for the wealthy. Joseph was a direct descendant of the royal house of David, Matthew 1:1-16, and had to register both himself and his wife Mary at Bethlehem, which was called the city of David. Both Mary and Joseph were from royal and wealthy Judaic families, and consequently, Jesus was born in an inn and not in a stable with animals lying about. You must realize, contrary to what many teachings try to say, we are not talking about a poor, illiterate family. The people of Bethlehem welcomed Mary and Joseph with great fanfare, and the fact that these two royal families had come together to produce an heir was quite a marvelous event. Israel, at that time, was a collection of small communities where word traveled fast through heralds and traveling minstrels. Most everyone quickly became aware of his birth and were thrilled. Many hoped that Christ was the Savior, for the prophecies of the ancient prophets said a king of royal lineage would grow up and free them from Roman bondage. When Christ was born in the inn, the word went out that these two people of royalty gave birth to possibly the Savior that prophecy foretold. Do you suppose, as portrayed in the Gospel of Luke, that a poor peasant family would have been admitted into the high temple to present Christ after he was born to be blessed and sanctified? No, because you had to give offerings and money to be admitted. So a royal family presented Christ at the temple. This was a country of small communities, and like all communities, people of like class stay together. These royal, wealthy families would stay together, help each other, and have intermarriages between them, and that's how they all knew each other. Let's face it, we don't hobnob with Queen Elizabeth or even the Hiltons or Rockefellers. They keep to their own circles. The same as it is now, it was then. Because Joseph was of royal lineage, he was not poor. He was an expert craftsman who attracted people from far and near to have him design and make their custom furniture. It would have been an honor for a customer to buy a magnificent design from a person with a royal bloodline. My spirit guide, Francine, says that Joseph had as many as 30 expert workers who helped build and sell his designs. Before we go any further, though, let's get into the conception of Jesus by Mary.